Good morning and good afternoon, and welcome to the Higher Dimension, the radio show that talks about all sorts of things. And today we have a wonderful guest. But first, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of my listeners and to welcome you and to thank BBS Radio for sponsoring this show. At any rate, our lovely guest today is a dear friend, Maureen McGill. Maureen, welcome.
Thank you, Phyllis. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you, and to you also. I am so pleased to hear your voice again. It's so much happens in our lives. I wanted to start out with a funny. A dear friend of mine, Whitney, she's very, very independent, and she said yesterday she did one of those things that we all wished that we thought about before we actually did it. She decided to set up a little tent on her yard, you know, out in the country, near the mountains in New York. And she got a canopy with a pole, and she figured that she could do it. She could set it up, and there was a storm coming. And she thought it'd be nice to set it up so she could sit in the storm outside and watch it go. Well, she didn't count on the wind picking up quite.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. And she's trying to put it together, and there are gusts like she wouldn't believe. It ends up, the thing is flying in the air. She's holding on to it, trying to keep it down. And that pulled her around, and it ended up on the roof. And then another gust came, and it blew it back out on the ground. And she's fighting with it, wrestling it. She finally gets it over to her porch, and she figures, well, at least I got it on the porch. Well, she's sitting reading a book, and she hears this tremendous crash. She goes out, no canopy. No tent. And she looks up, and the thing has flown up into the trees.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's trying to get it down, and it's half on her roof, and it's banging and thumping away. The pipes are twisted. Now, the metal pipes to hold it up. And she said she called the fire department and the electric company. And they sent people out.
Oh, embarrassing.
She said she was laughing so hard she could hardly handle anything. And at any rate, she's also the county coroner, so she's going to be razzed quite a bit about that. They finally got it down, and she said that thing, they razzed it to the ground, got it with a rock on top of it so it wouldn't take off again.
Oh, that's funny.
I can sympathize with her, actually. That sounds like something I'd like to do, watch a storm.
There you go.
Anyway, I'd like everybody to know Maureen is a wonderful tarot reader, and that she's in the state of Washington, so anybody who would like to have a reading today, especially moms out there, feel free to give us a call. So what have you been doing to keep yourself off the streets and out of trouble, darling?
Well, you know, I'm finishing up the semester at our university,
yes,
which is Pacific Lutheran University, so I'm
right,
finishing that up, and we have one more week of classes and one week of finals and graduation, so we're really coming down to the end.
And then you'll be free for a few
months. I'm kind of free for a few months, which is nice. Yes. I do teach 1 week of a relaxation techniques workshop, which is a real joy to do.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I enjoy that. It's kind of mind-body healing, so that's fun.
Give some people information where they contact you, where you are, where you live, because we have people from your area who listen.
Right. So they can reach me at 253-752-3299, or they could email me at BODY, which is body, senses, one word, SENSES, at juno.com.
Wonderful. So what would you like to do today? To do readings? Would you like to talk about things that have
come up? If anybody would like to call in with a question, it can be about love, it can be about money, it can be about work, career, family, travel. It could be about Mother's Day or maybe some communication from their mother on the other side.
Oh, wonderful. Hello. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question. My name is Bo, and I would like to tell you girls a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have a question. Is it something from a previous life that I have a problem with money in this one?
Okay, she wants to know about a previous life. Now, would that be something that Matera would do?
Not necessarily, but what I could do is see if that could change in this life. You know, for her, what it's going to take for her to change.
Right.
If you wanted to respond to the past life, you could.
Well, again, I'm thinking that it is a holdover from a vow of poverty in another lifetime. See, when you take vows of poverty, very often, and you say forever, your soul doesn't realize it, but you are also condemning yourself to future lives without money. And so this is something that you really don't want to do. Unfortunately, there are many Christians who've taken this. They're Catholics or priests or nuns or mendicants, and it could be with other religions too, as in Buddhist or Hindu, where you take a vow of poverty. Unfortunately, when you use the words forever, it lodges into the mind, and so you find yourself in more than one lifetime not having any money or feeling guilty about money. But in this case, I think it's a vow of poverty from another lifetime, and that can be changed if you go back and say you want to change that, because it's no longer needed to take a vow of poverty in this lifetime, that this lifetime you can enjoy money and income. Is that a, can you understand that?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And let me give you, you over to Maureen here to come up with something in her tarot reading for you.
So I asked the other side, is there something that could change for you so that you would feel that you have more security or more money in this lifetime? And the first card I got is Five of Wands. And that card represents there's a lot of forces right now that are kind of coming at you. But Queen of Wands is next to you, so that's either you or another woman, I don't know. And she's pushing ahead, and in that pushing ahead, you're coming home to success. You're trying to sort things out to try to make it better. In the past, you worked hard. Your first outcome is kind of holding back and being conservative. That's what we're all doing now during this economy time. But then the next outcome is Queen of Pentacles. That's you holding some money. In your fears, there is a message coming. There's going to be two opportunities soon that will help you in this whole financial situation. It could be two jobs or two ways of income that come in. What you step through, actually, is Ace of Pentacles, which is the top dollar, and the final outcome is home or a meeting place and papers. And then it says you get some fears around it, but, you know, the star is with you, which is hope, faith, and life. So that could represent that you get money towards a home or a house or something that you've dreamed of having. I don't know, but it's going to get better. I see it getting better. Just release around the fear of the lack, you know, which I think comes from another generation or whatever.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you? Bo?
Hello? Well,
you must have lost her.
Must have lost her. I'm sorry about that. At any rate, that's a very good reading, and it is very practical. So I have supposedly a meeting this coming week, since we don't have anybody else calling in. I have a very important meeting this coming week to be introduced to some people. How do you see that turning out?
All right, so I'm going to take my spread from Bo here and shuffle it. Hopefully she was listening to the radio. Maybe she thought that there was just one reading and hung up.
Okay.
Okay, so you're having a meeting coming up this week, and you want to know the outcome of the meeting.
Right, very important meeting.
Okay, will the outcome be positive? For Phyllis. So now I shuffle the cards and put them in three piles.
Okay.
And the outcome is, let's see, I got to shuffle them again because I got the same card.
Was that a good card?
Got to shuffle them again here. I got the similar cards at the last reading, so I want to shuffle them.
Oh, okay.
Shuffle them a little bit better.
I did that once when I was giving a group reading for a reading for a lot of people at a party, and two were all so similar. I said, "This is amazing!" And I had it was done with clients, many different clients in between, and I recognized that. Wait a minute, these, and then I found out they were companions, and they were in the same place, and they were life companions.
That's funny. No, I've done parties, too, where all the cards seem similar, and I was told by a mentor of mine in this tarot that, you know, that will happen if people have a lot of things in common.
That's right, and they did, because a lot of them, it showed healing, and I finally realized they worked for the Psychiatric Institute here in Washington.
Well, that's funny. Now, the other thing that I've heard, and I don't know the validity of this or not, is that sometimes the same cards will come up if your cards are so-called, quote-unquote, finished, and they do this in Las Vegas on the decks when they're...
Really?
They're running the cards. If the same cards come up familiar, they will change the decks, and so it's a time to change your deck.
Oh, okay.
So I've done that. I've changed it for that reason. It's been kind of interesting.
And does it work?
Yes, it absolutely works. So it says around this meeting there's a waiting period. Now, that could be 2 days that you're waiting for the meeting. I don't know. But it says something about waiting, getting advice, and there's new beginnings, new hope, or giving advice. This is about consulting maybe or giving advice. In the past, you had to cut something away to make this work. The first outcome is very positive. It's Wheel of Fortune. So they could come up with the money for this, or they're taking chances.
Right.
And the next outcome is to be patient because it's a process.
Okay.
And in your fears, there's this King of Pentacles around it, who's a businessman.
Yeah.
The energy next to this project is that it's not just about, you know, making money, but this is about a service-oriented project.
Yeah.
Hope, faith, and light. It's Ace of Cups. Spirit is involved in this project.
Right.
What you step through is helping people be prepared to handle adversity.
Yeah.
Final outcome is a big change, which is a death card, but next to the death card is coming home to success. And Knight of Wands is growth and enterprise. And Four of Pentacles is protection in it, or protection around the project. So I think it looks positive.
Oh, yeah. It sounds absolutely up my alley, because that's exactly what I think is going to happen, too.
And you do need to be patient with the process. So.
I'm tired of patience. Anyway.
I know all about that.
Patience is a little girl with a dirty face. Anyway, I think I heard the bell beep. Do we have somebody on the line? Hello?
Hello? It's Bo. I lost connection with you girls.
Oh, okay. We finished giving you the reading, dear. I'm glad you called in. But it was a very positive reading that things would change for you. Did you hear it?
Okay, that's great.
So I really felt like something. There's something about two opportunities coming for you, Bo. It says Two of Pentacles. And then stepping through top dollar around a home or a meeting place or something like that. So I don't know if you're going to buy something, or but it, fear comes up on it, but then on the other side, it's a really positive card. So I think there's going to be some opportunities for you coming to make money so that you're not feeling stuck anymore.
Okay, I have a question. We have a property for sale in Nevada, and you said something that is coming like money towards the house.
Right, that's what
did you mean that we will sell the house or we will buy a new one?
Well, it said the energy next to you was Two of Pentacles, so that could be two outcomes or two possibilities. What you step through is making top dollar, and the final outcome is a home or celebration. So I feel like you'll probably sell that property and be able to do what it is that you want to do from it.
Okay. Do you might see, time frame for that, because we are really on the edge?
Yeah. It says, prepared to handle adversity, summer. The card of summer is next to it. King of Wands is dependent on the decision. And Queen of Pentacles, that's probably you. Don't take on too much. There it is. It says, somebody offers kindness in this and wants to buy the property. It's a sale of a property. And then it says Three of Cups, so coming home to success. So I'm not always too keen on the timing or correct on the timing, but I'm thinking maybe within three. So it could be 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. And it says coming home to success.
Okay.
Maybe Phyllis can pick up timing.
I have one more question.
I'm sorry?
And I have one more question. I mean, my husband has some problem with work, actually, with company. Not only him. I don't know, 600-700 people from National Steel Card, they are like on strike, and the owner even doesn't want to talk to them. And even before they vote, owner locked the door of the company. So do you see some outcome of that, like positive or something?
Okay,
let me see what my cards say. Will your husband's job be secure, you mean? Is that what you mean?
I mean, they're on strike, and it's already 6 weeks or something, and nothing is happening. And owner, he closed the door even before they vote or something for strike. You know, this is a little bit, scary situation.
Yeah, it says that something's not being seen clearly about the situation. There's some sadness around it. It's probably your husband. And this Queen of Swords, that's a legal matter. The first outcome is Five of Swords. It doesn't look good for the company at first, but the Chariot, he pushes through it, and there's some choices. Studious Messenger of Hope, working, and competition is the final outcome, and getting over troubled waters. He may have a different opportunity coming. It may not be with that company, but there'll be something down the road here. I don't see him being desperate or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know about this company, though. It's got some problems. They have to move through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me pick a couple more cards on it and see what we get. But I do think he's going to have something else. I don't see him, you know, not having something else.
Okay,
Ace of Wands. It's really emotional to him right now.
I guess it is, with all that.
Working, some challenges next to the working card. And then there's a change. There it comes. And lots coming at him during the change. He protects himself. He's conservative with his money. Hierophant is the bank or the truth, the government. And then there's some decisions that he's going to make. And they have to do with accounting decisions or accountability. And, you know, he'll make some different decisions about what to do. He's moving through it. He knows how to be a provider. I feel like he'll do okay. It's down the road a little bit. He'll be back to working. Are you there? Hello.
I think she may have dropped off again.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry. That's all right. But you've answered her question.
Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Oh, when is it not retrograde? Please, please. I cannot tell you how often I hear Mercury is retrograde. I'm beginning to suspect it is never in a way, you know?
Well, it'll be undone at the end of the month, but the communications is the one thing that kind of flubs up during that. So.
Oh, glory heaven.
But, you know, cell phones do that, too, so she may be with us.
Yeah, cell phones? Oh, yeah, I still have a landline. I know it sounds odd, but, you know, after looking at what happens when you have a cell phone or if you have a wireless or go for wireless, then they hit you for all of the repairs when something goes wrong with your phone. As long as you have a landline, they will repair it. Or, you know, and it comes under your warranty. But once you do that, once you go wireless, boy, you're up the creek without a paddle or a canoe,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. So I just stick with it, no matter how persuasive they are. I ask, and are you paying for all the repairs now inside? Nope.
There you go.
Anyway, I think that's wonderful. Are there any questions that you'd like to ask if we don't have anybody else calling in at this time? What's that going on in the economy? That's a good thing. I think that's something we could talk about.
I think things are starting to
improve.
We all know that it's going to be slow, but there's some changes that are already being implemented to make things come ahead. So I'm shuffling my cards to see about those changes.
Yeah, my feeling is that things are slowly turning around as well, and I'm very, very pleased about that. We've got a few more ups and downs to go, no pun intended, but it is, I think, on the mend and will continue to be on the mend for some time to come.
Oh, wow, it's so funny with my tarot cards after I shuffled them. First card I got was distributing money. It's like they're trying to figure this out right now by distributing money, coming home to success, and Ace of Pentacles around the top dollar. They're trying to figure this out is what it says.
Right.
That's also selling places or buying properties or finishing those banks that aren't working or those programs that aren't working, you know.
Yeah.
And then it says that they've been meeting about this, and then the
outcome
is Three of Pentacles. They are working away on it very hard.
Yeah.
Yes, there's going to be still some roller coaster. The next card is the Devil. There's still going to be some ups and downs. And in the Fears, there is going to be a great change. It just says people are going to have to walk away. It's going to be a different way of thinking about our system. Justice is next to it. Oh, boy.
What?
And it says we may have some more challenges, but things will work out.
Yep.
There's going to be some competition in the systems, but there's some choices and money and to figure some things out. I mean, there's going to be a few failures before it really can take off, but it will. I do see it turning around. There it is. Knight of Swords and getting over troubled waters or overseas helps to kind of balance some things.
Yeah, because there are a lot of the old guard are still hanging in there thinking they can somehow I have a vision of somebody taking a monkey wrench and trying to jerry-rig what's broken.
Right.
And they're not going to be able to do that. They're going to have to completely redo.
They're going to have to redo. Yeah. And also something at the legal system they're going to have to redo. And they're not going to like it at first, but they're going to do it.
Well, I think so. The people still want to hang on to past the practices. And that's not going to work because past practices were unfair and were too skewed, to certain people. And that's what the issue is. It's got to be made less towards a few and more towards the many if they're going to continue on with this country and this economy.
I said within 3 to 4 years it will take, you know, for this to turn itself around. And that's what I know astrologers have said as well, just in terms of the planets and how that looks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually starting to feel by the end of this summer we're going to start a little bit more of a shift that's more positive. And it says the wish card next to the summer card. So by the end of summer, maybe we'll start to feel a little bit more positive about it.
Yeah, I think there will be more changes made that are going to be hard fought in the political front in order to affect the change. But, you know, people have to, you know, you have to remember that everybody has a right to be a winner.
You know, I also, you know, what's really going to happen in the world around this? And it says Six of Cups and the Star. So it's like people are coming together offering kindness. No one wants this to fail. Everyone wants to try to work. And I think it's going to be a different time for them to collaborate and, you know, and move ahead.
Yeah. I also feel very strongly that that's part of the issues that we have now. But I still say my feeling is there are those who want to hold on, not that they'll be successful, but that they hold on just because they're stubborn, you know, and will continue to drag their feet, so to speak, until they actually get the things moving. But I do feel it's going to continue to rise, but slowly, and so I'm with you on that. And I also think that there is more fighting that's going to be done overseas than we really want.
Yeah, unfortunately.
My feeling is on that issue is also coming up. I wish I could say different.
Yeah, I wish we all could.
Anyway.
Yes, another note, you know, maybe let's go back to this sort of mind shifting of having to think of things a different way. Now, you do hypnotherapy, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Well, maybe talk about that a little bit and what that entails and how that helps people or supports people in their process.
Well, supporting people in the process, it helps people to overcome their major fears. Most people, also, because this is something that people do every day of their lives when they fall asleep. It's simply what it is. Yes. May I help you?
Yes,
how you doing? Welcome to the higher dimension.
I can barely hear you.
Hello. Who's speaking, please?
Joe.
Can you hear them?
No.
It's a gentleman, I know that. Either that or a woman with a very deep voice.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but go ahead, sir. We'll see if we can listen intently.
I just called to get a reading.
Okay. What's your question, sir?
Just pretty much a general reading. I'm not sure.
A general reading is what I heard him say. Could you
say
your name out loud so we can catch a hold of your name, sir?
Sure. It's Joe.
Joe, I hear you much better now. Oh, boy, that's better. Can you hear him now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What did you want to get a reading on, Joe? And where are you from, Joe?
This is Arizona. Hello?
Hey, Joe, where are you from?
This is Arizona, right here.
Arizona, how wonderful. Okay, Maureen, could you give him a reading?
Okay, Joe, so when you say a general reading, I'll just shuffle these cards and see what we can come up with. Some inspiration for Joe right now in a general reading. See if it may make any sense to you. I just shuffled them, and now I'm putting them in three piles. And it says the first card is the King of Wands, and King of Wands is the first card. The second card is a distribution around money, either knowing there's enough money to put here and here, or a sale of a property, or a money distribution. And the next card is the Sun, which is a warmer climate. That's where you're at. But it's like maybe you're figuring things out financially, or maybe you just bought something. I don't know. And the past card is the Wish card. You got your wish about some things. Coming up is something about dad power and authority. So I don't know if you're dealing with your own dad or he's on the other side or there's something about your own power, stepping into your own power like your dad. It says Three of Cups going with the flow is the next outcome, which is excellent. In your fears, you're doing fine. Nine of Pentacles, that's holding your own, being in your own beauty, grace, and don't worry. It says Page of Wands is a message coming, a phone, fax, or email is coming soon. It's within two. And when this email comes, or this message comes, it says just be patient. You're going to have two opportunities coming. That's Two of Pentacles. You're going to finish something up and unleash your creative energies. There's something really creative for you around the corner, which is excellent. and Knight of Pentacles. That's, oh, accountability. Sometimes the tax issues, sometimes just running the numbers to know that there's enough and getting advice about different accounting matters and family. And it says some decisions will be made. So it looks kind of positive, coming maybe two opportunities. So anyway, that's what I'm getting on the general reading. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Does it make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Excellent.
It does.
Are there any specific questions you wanted to ask now?
About relationship.
I'm sorry?
About relationship?
Oh, okay.
So, Joe, do you want to ask if there's potential in this relationship? Do you want to know if there's not or what?
If there's potential and if there's anything that you see.
And the last part was what?
If there's
any future. Any future. Okay, yeah, the potential. What's the future of this relationship? And what's the future? Okay, I shuffled the cards, and I'm going to put them in three piles. And the first card is Knight of Pentacles. I'm getting advice, kind of talking this through right now with family. It says your first outcome is not sure. It's indecision. You're just not sure about this. And Seven of Cups is something's maybe not being seen quite clearly, or one person is kind of in illusion about this, not really grounded. Sometimes it represents an artistic person or just can't see the forest from the clouds around this relationship. I don't know if one of you brings loss, L-O-S-S, to the relationship, but there's that. It says the messenger of love stands next to you, and what you step through is kind of protecting yourself, and the final outcome is nurturing. That's Empress. King of Cups is a heart-centered man, loves arts and the music, and moves from his heart and the truth. There's some challenges that you're facing around something. I'm not quite sure what it is, and there's a lot coming at you, but you're going to have a judgment about that and get some clarity and dissolve around the fear of maybe long-term commitment to relationship. You're going to cut that fear away, that it'll be available to you. Anyway, that's what I got in the cards. Maybe Phyllis has some other...
No, I think that's pretty good. There, to me, there's a kind of an unsettlement around the relationship at this time. Is that correct?
Unsettlement?
It's not. There's something that's not really settled about it, something that's really causing concern.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm picking up, and it's that vibration of, it's almost distress in a sense.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's not the case, but that's what I'm picking up. Is that correct?
Something like that, I guess, a little bit.
Okay. You might want to take a deep breath and just step back for a little bit, in a sense. It might be there's too much emotional pushing in this, too much of the emotions being evolved, and so I'm feeling an overstepping of boundaries in some ways. On
really?
Both sides. And there may be just a need to take a deep breath and just to step back for a little bit.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you don't care for the person or truly love them. But my feeling is it would be a good idea just to take a cool, long look at things and calm oneself down before moving forward again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we pretty much did that
already.
Okay. So I just picked two more cards, and, you know, because I asked the other side, is there a potential? And it says the Star, which is the highest card in the deck, hope, faith, and light. And there's potential, it says, for the Two of Cups, which is a solid friendship. So keep, you know, maybe developing that deep friendship side.
Because I think that's very important in a relationship that you want to go long-term with, is to have that relationship. That's very
okay.
important to have that long-term relationship if you want to be happy in the long run, sir.
Right.
Okay? So you know what I'm talking
okay.
about, okay?
My cards also say that there's been some conflict around financial matters, but kind of dissolve around the fear of that and know that there'll be enough and it'll all work itself out, but I don't know if that's valid to your question or not.
It seems like there's something, yeah, there was something in that.
There was? Okay.
Yeah, well, nothing either.
The other person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would proceed cautiously, sir, using your
yeah.
head as
I,
well as
I,
your
I
heart.
Do. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I suppose.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's wonderful. At least we're helping some. It's always very tricky when we talk about emotional relationships because people can change from one minute to the next. They can think they're on one course of action and then in midstream change it. And I think some of that is karmic, some of that is growth and maturity, and some of it is karmic because there are certain lessons that we need to go through in order to grow, and they're not exactly the most pleasant of situations to deal with. But when that happens, sometimes just biding the bullet and let the relationship unfold as it will. We always want to, because we care, because we're feeling human beings, sometimes without realizing it, we push when we should just release and just allow ourselves to take the relationship more one step at a time and grow naturally. And I can understand that in a feeling of loneliness at times, that sometimes people push, and it's a relationship like anything else should grow like a hothouse flower, be just cherished, adored, and cared for slowly, slowly, slowly. And here I am, the pot calling the kettle black. But my feeling is that, there's something that could be done here in the relationship, but it needs to unfold slowly. If it's pushed too hard, too fast, it's not going to survive.
Right. And by the way, speaking of relationship, Phyllis, I just picked a card for you around that. And the star.
My cat still likes me.
The star. So that's hope, faith, and life. What? Beauty and grace are with you and the highest spiritual light. And King of Pentacles will be on his way.
King of Pentacles?
Hurry up.
Is he on this level?
Yep.
Is he on this earth plane?
Hurry
or
up.
Is he somebody I have to have to meet in my dreams?
Let's hope he's right here on the planet.
I'd like him to be on the planet, kind of dating people. As I often said, a lot of the good men are taken, but, I'd like to have somebody from the same species at least,
Right.
Anyway, I had to laugh because my pets all love me so dearly, and, and it's lovely to have my dogs and the dogs that I had and the cats now. We're getting to cohabitate a little bit better with each other. I'm not so leery of him, and he's not so leery of me. It's been an interesting development in human relationships with the cat, I'll be honest with you, because as I told you, this is the first cat I've had, and he is so funny. I try to get him to go outside now, and he gives me a belt look and backs right inside the door. He doesn't want to go out like he did when he first came. He seems to want to be staying around the hearth. My girlfriend, that's because he knows where he's got his good.
Yeah.
It's nice to know I can spoil humans and animals as easily. Doesn't take much.
There you go.
All I have to do is feed him, and he's happy.
That's good.
And I won't go any further into relationships than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to have a relationship, and, working on it is fine. There's just so many things that are happening now that I believe are going to come through. And so the reading that you gave me was spot on, because what I'm dealing with is a program that may be funded, and I'm going to meet people on Friday who have the ability to bring in some funds and some expertise into the teaching program that I have mentioned to people, the nursing assistant program. And there's another contact I got yesterday, a call I got, and another contract proposition is come available, maybe to work with veterans in hypnosis. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had met this person 3 or 4 months ago, and things just didn't work out to perhaps go together on a contract, but now it looks like it's actually going to happen.
I think we talked about that the last time I was on the radio show. I kept
saying
that there was a program with veterans that was going to work for you.
Yeah, and it's coming out.
Working period, but I think that will work because the veterans are ready,
Oh, yeah, and they're finally allowing some
funding to move through, maybe?
Yeah, funding and opening up and allowing some non-traditional ways of doing things to be explored, because the traditional ways just aren't making it. They're just not making it. And so they're having to do other things as well. So I'm really excited about participating in this opportunity. And other than that, though, you know, we know that there are things coming around for us, and sometimes it takes a heck of a long time for things to come to fruition. And I'm still thinking that there is someone for you, my dear.
Thanks.
I know that there is someone who's special, and I think for you it's the right timing to allow somebody else in your life. And you've been busy raising your daughter and busy handling things of that nature, you know, your pets, your home, your school. And I have a feeling things are going to break for you when you are more relaxed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's off your plate, and you don't have to be concerned about taking care or having yourself moved in different directions, because you're quite busy with books and everything else. And as someone pointed out to me, if you are so busy doing things, how could you possibly have room for a person in your life? Because when you do have a relationship, it takes a lot of time to develop.
That's true.
And so that's what I'm thinking in this aspect of it, is that, you know, the right timing for you will come when you have free time to give. And so you don't, you know, so you can keep off the streets and out of trouble, so to speak.
Bring it on.
A time and time and a half, right?
Right.
You're ready now. Any day now, you know, you're ready. Some of the other things that we could check in with, but people are talking an awful lot about later this year as far as energies and heading towards year 2012. Do you have anything that you have done in your research and your doing the cards that points to something significant? Now, I'm getting mixed reviews when I read different books. Some say things have already started. Well, in an evolutionary sense, yes, you have. I mean, Mother Nature doesn't do things overnight, lest the whole world be upbalanced, because we do have to follow certain guidelines in evolution and frequencies and so forth. But is there anything that has come to mind or you have seen when you've asked that is different or indicates a change?
Well, you know, I haven't really plugged into this, and I know that it's the Mayan calendar as well that they talk about for 2012, and I really haven't plugged into it too much. I have spoken to some astrologers, and they just talk about things changing and shifting, you know, in terms of our economics and the and you know, the peace in the world and all that. So I haven't really stepped forward into that time to, you know, do the research to see what is coming. I just feel like there has to be new patience around how we do things, and some different choices that we're going to be making, and a lot of choices about money that are going to be different, and government, and, you know, hopefully this not too much war in the world. You know.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see an end to the fighting. There's just so much pain and suffering for people, and I think it's time that that ended, too, you know, because we don't need it on this earth. We really don't need to go through that. At any rate, Rambo just decided it was time to let me know he's waiting around to be petted.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah, he can come and put his claws in you.
I miss my kitty. I had to put my kitty down just a couple weeks ago.
I heard
in our house now when we come home.
Are you thinking of getting another kitten?
Not yet.
No? It takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes a while. I really don't want it to happen.
There's a grieving process to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people, do feel free to call in. Maureen is a wonderful tarot reader, and we are, as I said, available. And maybe I think that a lot of people are out today because it's Mother's Day. You know,
oh, absolutely.
It just dawned on me that maybe it's because people are out, and it's such a lovely day to be out, too. So I think that's a good thing. At any rate, being a mother was one of the highlights of my life and took most of my life. I have gray hair because of it, as we all get older with having children. But it's really wonderful to say that you can have raised children that are a success. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. I know your daughter is, and I know my children are. And that I was so very grateful to my mom for all the experiences I had with her. I was thinking about that today, missing her and telling her how much I loved her. And, you know, I do feel her around today and have the last few days.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. It's It's a blessing sometimes when people move to another realm because they can be with you in spirit any time at all. And I can assure people this as well, that when they think about a loved one and they have a feeling that they're around them, be sure that they are around you. It's not a chemical in your brain just, you know, leading you to, as you get older, to do something, but it's a real fact. Yes. Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Althea, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Thank you, Althea. Where are you from?
I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I have a good question for you.
Okay. Wonderful. We've got a live one here.
I know. A live body. I'm definitely wanting to move. I have eliminated Colorado as a possibility because I'm not feeling a connection here anymore, and I absolutely would like to know if I'm not fooling myself on that one.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
Oh, 15, 16 years.
And you feel that it's changed?
I feel like it's changed for me in terms of we put our house up for sale, and I have no motivation to look anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
you know, my husband's got the new job, and he wants to stay for the money. But I don't feel a heart pull, and I've been trying to get quiet and find locations within Colorado that are there for me, and I just I don't know if I'm blocking it or if I'm just fed up.
Hmm.
Well, the cards I got was the towers around you right now, which is sort of something unexpected, and it has to do with papers, and it's emotional. It could even be doing with some kind of writing that you're doing. But the first outcome I got is Knight of Cups, so you're really dreaming about this change or an offer around the change. The second outcome is the World. That's you stepping out. I don't know if you want to work with people who have challenges. That's kind of coming because that's the energy next to it. It does say you're going to go through a huge change. Something is done, finished, over with. And this will be more creative, this next step. It's creative energy. It really deals with arts in some way, or art, music, dance, I don't know, something.
I've been actually wanting to write a book,
okay,
and the creativity's kind of stopped here. It feels more forced, like, you know, you have to sit down, like a bad workout. Like, okay, I got to go to the gym, but you're not behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the difference. I know when I'm motivated to go to the gym and I'm there 5 days a week, and then I know when it's not there anymore and I'm dreading it. I still go, but it's not the same. And creativity for me needs to flow, and I'm not feeling it here. So I'm actually up to putting my entire family through the, you know, chaos of change in order to get back into that flow. Because I want to be a service to humanity. I want to write the books. I want it to flow. I want to be out in the world. And I'm just not so sure if it's Colorado or if I'm just making a big issue out of nothing.
Well, I don't think you're making a big issue out of nothing, okay, because it's definitely an issue for you. But I'm wondering if there's something that you could do for yourself to kind of put yourself in a nurturing place here, even for a week, or I don't know if that's possible to leave your family for a week, but just to kind of do some inner journey work to see if this isn't going to follow you if you go somewhere else.
I was actually in Mexico for 8 days. We just returned, and I'm by the ocean. Oh, my gosh, it was wonderful. I mean, I know it's not Mexico, but when I came back, I entered into a deep fog, and I've never had that much, like, disorientation around me when I got back.
Yeah, it says Five of Wands, which is a lot coming at you. High Priestess is your intuition. There are some choices coming, which is the Lovers. And the Hierophant, which is traditional marriage or traditional ways of doing things, the way you were with your family. And Chariot is moving ahead. And thinking about money now, top dollar, and the truth of how you would go about this. But it says to be patient, not to jump at anything too soon. It's like you're trying to sort the forest from the trees. You're in that place of dreaming right now, which is a good place. Queen of Pentacles, you step into your power. There is something going to come in fast to you. And when it comes in, it may come in, it says, with the Moon, which could be a dream or something like that, which is the answer to where you're at. Is there some healing that's going on in your heart right now around something?
Oh, I feel like I have been healing my heart, and just in terms of just getting to the truth of the matter of everything, everything in life. I don't know if it's just being 40 or the fire that was lit under my butt this year. When I woke up in 2009, I felt like there was a fire under my butt.
Mm.
I will tell you, that is what's considered a midlife crisis, that something happens to you as you move from one stage of life into another stage. And 40 is a big stage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that as we reach the different stages of our life, there is an energy shift in us that happens. Until you get a clear signal of where you would like to go, and may I say, you resonated so well in Mexico because it is a former lifetime residence of yours where you were happy.
Correct.
Okay. So that is what part of the big residence. However, in this lifetime, I would say it is probably not a good choice for you to make.
Which is what I figured out when I was there.
Okay. If there would be things that you'd be involved in that would be very, very potentially harmful. Okay, so you do not want to live there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it really is close the chapter.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, that affirms what my cards say right now. It's like there's some decisions. You're going to walk away from an old way of being. That's what this trip was about, too. It's
yes.
like you're going to change here. There's new beginnings. Empress is nurturing you. You're not going to take on everybody else's stuff anymore. That's what it says, Ten of Wands. But
right.
the writing, it's going to go into the writing, it says. You're going to have a judgment soon and a choice. To have strength around this marriage and family and decisions that will be made. Four of Wands is you holding the home and justice. So you're going to know what this shift is about. There it is, the wish card, and it's not that far away.
Okay.
So I would say put it in your creative writing right now. Even if it feels stuck, just go outside and, you know, keep changing your location of where you're writing, you know.
Right. Yeah, my husband got me a personal, like one of those purse computers. Today for Mother's Day, and I said to him, maybe it isn't selling the house. Maybe it's me driving to various locations and writing.
That would be good.
Okay. So
that affirms it right here in the reading.
Yeah.
You told me what you just had, you know, discovered, and I told you what might help. So there it is, you know. And the wish card's on top of that, and justice. Which
Wonderful.
Is great. So you're going to know what that shift is and not to be panicked, because you may feel sort of panicked right now. But you won't. You're going to find it. And the writing is just beautiful. You need to keep doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
George, you're cutting things away, and you're going to make money from that, it says in these cards.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're
welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was easy enough to do.
Yeah, all you have to do is write. Just make it happen.
Isn't that true? I know. I'm supposed to write, and I just been dragging my feet and kicking and screaming along the way. Because I guess I don't believe that writing about, you know, my life and what things have happened in it would be that interesting.
Oh, but you're such an amazing writer, because I know you send me emails, and I just look at your writing and go, whoa. This book needs to come through this woman soon.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's interesting, and I guess I feel I haven't accomplished enough to make it really worthwhile. But, you know, maybe that'll change when I slow down a little. So, at any rate, if there's anyone else, we've got a little bit more time yet to give another reading. We have a few more minutes, not much. But going back to the hypnotherapy or hypnosis, it is wonderful for helping people with insomnia, helping people who have had traumatic experiences. It's really helping people to help themselves, because hypnosis is what one does to oneself. And the hypnotist is simply a guide who on a journey and who helps the person to find their way into their own subconscious mind and to bring forth their own healing powers. We just help people as guides. And I love it. And if all healing comes from within, we have what we need. It's just that we are so battered sometimes by situations that we can't see our way clear, and that's what the guidance is for. So I love this, and I love the fact that we'll be able to use this in helping others. It's a very important time in our life with complementary therapies coming ahead and being used. And another thing, I think it's an age where there is going to be a lot more of people helping each other, of being less strangers and being more neighbors, which which is what we were grounded on. We started out this country as being good people and helping each other out as we could. And I think that's very important to remember that. And to go back to our roots, as it were, to being good neighbors and good friends. And everybody is your brother or sister. Every community is really your community. And if we keep that in mind, you're going to find life much easier. And it's also true that if you are hurting a great deal, helping others through their pain will help heal your pain. And that much I can say just is true. It is true. It's how we get ahead. We all go through the gates leading on the arms of those whom we've helped. And so being of service to others, whether it's volunteer work or it's just talking to your neighbor, just getting used to knowing people and just being friendly, to me, this is all we need. And the rest will come, because as you grow in kindness, kindnesses are going to come to you. And you're going to attract good luck because of being a good person. It's what you earned. And karma cannot stop you from receiving your just rewards. And you can change things by changing who you are and how you behave now. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy with your life, take a look at it, decide on what you want to change, and proceed to change it. You will find that your life will accordingly be changed. And that's the only promise that we can give you, is that you can change your own karma by being the best human being you can be. That's whether it's past life or future life. That's part of what we call mercy. Mercy sakes. And I don't mean to preach. I don't want to preach. But for me, helping others is always going to be uplifting. And I know that's for you, too, because you do an awful lot of kindness for people and help out others. And I know your daughter is following closely in your footsteps.
I hope so.
I know so. At any rate, let's give them the opportunity to have people contact you again, if you give your phone number and contact information.
Okay, so people could reach me, and that's Maureen McGill, at area code 253-752-3299, or at bodysenses@juno.com.
Okay, wonderful. And remember, she is in the state of Washington, and so you might want to travel to one of the classes that she, or lectures or workshops that you give, right?
Well, actually, I'm a part of an intuitive arts fair through Melanetti.com.
Okay.
We do fairs 3 times a year. I believe we have one coming up outside in called the Pea Patch, and it's in July here in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Well, Phyllis, I picked a card for you for the day, which is the friendship card, and that's just what you're offering to everyone, is to be a friend to each other and the world.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm trying to do also. Remember, you can reach me through BBS Radio at any time. Send a message if you like. Or you can contact me at area code 202-387-2080. Or psychic email is psychicworlds4. That's a capital P, a capital W for psychicworlds4. AOL.com, and I am looking forward to having you on again sometime in the not-distant future, and to see what we can do about having a lot of our guests who get readings. If something comes through, just call in and say that it has, because we always like to hear about successes that we've helped people. And Maureen does her readings just for that purpose.
Thank you very much, Phyllis. It's an honor to be on your show.
Yes.
And a happy Mother's Day to you and everyone out there, and the spiritual mothers that are out there, too.
So I guess we don't have another reading at this point, but if there's anything else you'd like to address, now's the time to do it. I have about a minute or two, and they hate dead air time. But I don't want to be chased off the radio by overstaying my welcome. But I think something is going to be good for you this summer. My feeling is, there's going to be a new turn for you this summer that is going to be a change for you. And that's just the gut feeling I had just now, that something good is going to occur.
And I'm looking forward to that. And
my
whole family is going to come out here for my daughter's graduation, so I'm so excited about that.
Oh, I know. It's I know. If you were closer, I'd drive over. And throw flowers.
Skipping a jump.
At any rate, one of these days we are going to get together and have a lot of fun and enjoy ourselves. And I thank you for your talents that you've lent to the show. You always
thank you for the opportunity, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And
thank you.
Feed up.
Love that book.
Enjoy that beautiful garden of yours.
Oh, I am going to. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to say goodbye now, and I thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And we will be in touch with you next weekend. You have a blessed day. Bye, Maureen.
Thank you.